Hey Club Kids, here's a sneak preview of today's VIP Lounge, where we talk about a lot of restaurants. If you want to hear what restaurants we're talking about, you're going to have to go to patreon.com/cbcthepod and subscribe. And you'll also get an ad-free episode every Wednesday, like the main app. So it's a really good deal for $5 a month.
Did I reveal in this pod that I had really bad pasta? Really bad, like, gemelli at this diner? It's like a gentrified diner that's like on...
You told me this at
well,
the Mob Wives dinner, but tell...
Pasta was bad. It was literally like Campbell's cream of broccoli soup dumped on a plate.
Renovated diners.
Yeah. It's like literally go fuck yourself with your
just
concept.
Be a diner.
Yeah.
Or not. My pappardelle ragu at thought was totally like
in my
good,
no in my main find, I got like, the chicken as a main. It was a ton of food. I
you had a huge plate.
Like I only ate half of it, and like that was pretty good. The mashed potatoes were good. I was happy with that.
Back to for 1 second, thinking about these pre-fix meals I guess we've had recently, is my other only complaint, the food was stunning and maybe they were trying to get us out of there, is like the moment I was done with my cod, they took it away and gave me like a molten chocolate cake. And I had like the fish taste in my mouth. I don't want to go to fish to ice cream so fast.
Is it me or do servers seem more desperate than ever to rip plates
yes.
away from you?
I feel like we've been at actually honestly like 10 other dinners where like servers are ripping plates, like at another restaurant we went to with friends.
Well, the review's
oh,
out.
Said,
we can
okay.
mention that we were there.
I'm
did you see that I was quoted in the review?
I did, and I thought that was hilarious and awesome.
Feel mean. Because I thought your comment about them going ham with the microplane was really funny when we were at dinner.
Thank you.
Because the Caesar salad was literally drenched.
Oh, I'm just there for the, you know, I want people to laugh at the dinner.
Right.
I don't care.
You don't need to be in the press.
Quoted.
And yes, we're talking about you can read a review of a magazine. No big deal. Whatever. If you want to know what we think of it, go read his review because we agree with him.
But they were ripping plates.
They were ripping. And it's also insane. It's very just like, well, honey, it took a long time for the plate to arrive. Maybe let me enjoy it a little while longer.
Yeah.
And it's just like, there's still food on it. Like, what are we doing? And like the other day when I was at the new place in that
we need to talk about.
Which we also need to talk about. It's all food today. Yeah. Which finally opened and I did go and I was there. It like seemed like opening week or whatever. It was so packed. But like, I kept like this drink that was
all. That's all you get to hear the whole uncensored version and get another episode just like this every Friday. Subscribe to the Patreon.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like $1 million,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.